I'm back again. Yeah, it took me a while. Late start today. I apologize. I'm Bernie Miklas. You've reached the Bernie Miklas Show here on my YouTube channel. We're going strong. We're doing well. I'm having fun. I hope you are too. I like going back and forth in the comments. And I like, I just like doing it. What the heck? So thank you for subscribing and thank you for your support. You hit the like button. I would hug you if I could and appreciate you for just being interactive all the time. All right. We've got the world. Oh, I'm sorry. The hat report. Pardon me. I like this one a lot. This came in my most recent order. It was delivered last weekend. This is the cap. I'm going to get a little closer. You see the crab there? Yeah. You see the crab? All right. It's a classic. I mean, classic franchise in Puerto Rico. The Santurce Crabbers. And pretty legendary, won 16 national titles, 5 Caribbean World Series. In the 1950s, they had Roberto Clemente and Willie Mays playing same outfield, and they won 4 consecutive pennants in the 50s. Among some of the alums there, I mean, there's so many major league alums that played for this franchise and still do, like in the winter. Orlando Cepeda, Tony Perez. There were two guys that were part of my youth in Baltimore. The catcher Elrod Hendricks was a very lucky man to become friends with Elrod after he retired, became a coach of the Orioles. He's no longer with us, but Elrod Hendricks, really a beautiful man. He managed that franchise for a while. And so did Frank Robinson and his preparation to be eventually become a major league manager. He managed the Crabbers for quite a few years, and there were more than that. My friend and one of my idols, Jim Palmer, pitched in that league. I mean, I could go on and on and on. It's just a really, really prestigious franchise, and it hit some down times, but I think Santurce is making its way back. Okay. I'm going to talk about payroll. And listen, I'm going to tie a lot together here, so I'll try not to talk too fast, but I also don't want to talk for 40 minutes because I would put you to sleep. So I try to get extra organized today, like a good boy. I did. Made sure my notes were all typed out so I wouldn't be shuffling papers and all that stuff. See, I'm going to get better at this as I go along. Anyway, I think doing the Oscar Madison thing works for me personally, and I hope you understand the reference. I know some of you older people would. All right. Friday in L.A., the Dodgers and the Yankees, best-of-7 World Series 2024. It's a matchup of two teams, big stars, big revenue, big payrolls, big media markets, and really big ambition. Their goal every year is to do whatever it takes to win championships every year. They don't let up. The 2024 Yankees rank 2nd in payroll. The Dodgers are 3rd. So if we use the 40-man competitive balance tax payroll as our measure, these two financial powerhouses had a combined average payroll this season of $33.5 million. Between them, these two very, very rich teams invested about $667 million to fund their 40-man rosters. That's a lot of cash. So predictably, this Yankee Dodger rich man rumble is being cited as proof. See, you got to spend money, got to spend lots and lots of money. That if you want to win a World Series, you got to spend. It definitely helps to have a large payroll. I mean, I can think of no human being that's got a brain to push back on that. But it's not quite as simple as some would make it seem. You got to spend or you got no chance. You got to spend big. If outspending everyone is the most important factor or strength a team can have, then answer me a couple questions if you don't mind. Why is this the Yankees only their 2nd World Series appearance in the last 16 seasons? They outspent everybody. Over that time, they've spent a lot more money than every other franchise. They won the World Series in 2009. Then they went 15 consecutive seasons without getting there before this year. I'm a little confused because I thought if you have this big, huge financial war chest and your ownership's willing to just throw down and do whatever it takes, I guess I wouldn't expect them to go 15 consecutive years without making it to a World Series. I mean, you know, and I've used this before, since 2008, the Tampa Bay Rays have been in as many World Series as the Yankees up until now. No, actually, it does apply to now because the Yankees have had two over that time. Tampa Bay's had two. Tampa Bay's, like, other than Oakland, the poorest franchise in baseball, yet they've been in the same number of World Series as the Yankees. So go figure that. Because I'm told it's always about the money. Money's important. I'll get to that part. And then you have the Dodgers, who they're right there with the Yankees. Now, there was a lull there for a while where they had that guy, Frank McCourt, who owned the team, and they didn't spend as much as normal, but they still spent a lot of money, and they spend money, and they got plenty of it, huge revenue sources out there. But the Dodgers haven't won a World Series in a full and normal season since 1988. I mean, that's like four decades, if I have my math correct. Maybe I don't. I was bad at math. I'm good at numbers, baseball numbers, but I'm not good at math necessarily. It really is an advantage to have a lot of money to spend, but it doesn't preclude you from winning. It will definitely increase your chances, and it definitely will, and generally speaking, get you in the hunt more often than the teams that don't spend money. It'll get you closer to, you know, competing for a championship, getting close, taking it from there. You got to finish it off. Yeah, money helps. There's no doubt about it. But let me run a few things by you, if you don't mind. And I'm going to bring this all back around to the Cardinals. In terms of raw payroll power, this is the most expensive World Series matchup since 1995. I'm not using an arbitrary starting date. I think it's a nice clean break because in 1994, there was no postseason. Remember, baseball shut down? So since baseball came back from that, this is the most expensive payroll-wise World Series matchup. But if you take a look around at the 2024 season, you know, if money is supposed to solve everything, right, there were a bunch of flops. I mean, really high payroll flops, including three teams that finished below 500, which, say what you want about the Cardinals, but they didn't finish below 500 and they didn't have one of the highest payrolls in baseball. Cardinals won 83 games. That's not the end goal. I know that. But when you look at what the Rangers and the Blue Jays and the Giants did, and there were others who spent a lot of money, didn't really have much to show for it. And on the other hand, this season, this postseason, five of the 12 playoff teams ranked 20th or worse or lower, 20th or worse or lower in payroll. The Guardians, Orioles, Brewers, Royals, and Tigers. And, you know, that's pretty good. Even if, you know, they were beating each other, but the Royals and the Tigers had some success, and obviously the Guardians did as well. Those teams all won at least one series. I'm going to get back to the Cardinals in a minute, and I'm going to explore this thing. Do the Cardinals need to spend more money on payroll? Well, of course they do. But as I've said many times on the Bernie show, you might be getting tired of hearing it. I apologize if you are, but I like to reinforce the point. Cardinals definitely need to spend more money once they get through this moderate rebuild or whatever you want to call it. But I want them to get a lot smarter first. Get a lot smarter. Bring as many smart people into the baseball operation as you can. And that has started with Chaim Bloom and Rob Serfilio. Sorry about that. I always hesitate with his name. So Chaim Bloom's already out there recruiting smart baseball people. And I have no doubt Serfilio is going to be doing the same thing as he runs the minor leagues and refurbishes that system. He'll be bringing in a lot of smart cats. And the baseball IQ in St. Louis, the organization, is going to go up. It's already gone up just with these two guys. And so we'll get back to this. My point is that, you know, I use the word incinerate, and I like that word, and I'll do it again. I don't really want to see the Cardinals incinerate more payroll money with stupid decisions, okay? I'd rather ride out a couple years here and then let the new regime put their plan and their methodology into effect. Okay. I still say this with as much respect as I can muster. I don't understand people that just want to see Bill DeWitt tell Jal Mozaev, yeah, go ahead and do that. Go ahead and do that. Spend this, spend that. And all it's going to do is get a bigger hole. You're going to get into a bigger hole. Let's just get out of this little sequence they're about to enter. You get smart and then you spend more money. And the Cardinals have done that before under this owner, believe it or not. I guess this is when I mentioned Jeff Luhnow again. You know, this Heim Bloom's the Jeff Luhnow thing all over again in terms of what Bill DeWitt wants. All right, but let's get back to this idea of you got to spend, got to spend, got to spend, got to spend. All right. Yeah, there's some big financial heavyweights that get to win pennants and World Series. I'm not denying that. I'm not trying to conceal anything here. If anything, I'm always, you know, guilty, thorough to a fault, guilty of being overly thorough sometimes. Let's start with this. You know, the Cardinals, the four teams that have won the pennant under Bill DeWitt, they were ninth in 2004. They were 11th in 2006. They were 10th in 2011, and they were 12th in 2013. So if you average that all up, it's about 10, maybe 10.75 average payroll ranking, just a smidge outside of the top 10, but basically top 10. Average payroll ranking about 10.5. So the Cardinals need to get closer to that after they renovate everything. And again, I'm going to revisit this later. They need to get closer to that. But the point is, Cardinals had a hell of a lot of success from 2000 through 2015. And they did it with being pretty smart about their money. Not fail-proof, but being pretty smart about their money. That's because they could afford to be smart about their money, because they had a great farm system that was producing all kinds of players. And Jeff Luhnow had a new player procurement system in. And the Cardinals just got a lot smarter about personnel and a lot smarter about setting up payroll to leave enough room. You get the minor leagues coming in, the minor leaguers, and they're really, really good. That leaves you space to go out and finish it off by signing some people. And that's basically what they're going to try to do now. Not for 2025, but as they get through this next process. Now let me go through this real quick if I can. So if this is all about the rich people, when I say rich people, I'm talking about teams. If this is all about the wealthy franchises who can outspend whoever they want to outspend. Do you know that since 2002, and the reason I start with 2002, again, I'm not being arbitrary to try to to cook the books here. That great New York Yankees dynasty with Joe Torre as the manager, that they lost the World Series. Remember that great World Series in 2001, and they lost it to the Diamondbacks in 7 games. And that was the end of that part of the Yankees dynasty. So I thought 2002 it was a good place to pick up, right? Because it makes perfect sense. You had one dominant team for quite a while. Now that dominant team kind of slowed down a little bit, at least by their standards. So since 2002, 14 different teams have won the World Series in 22 seasons. 14 different teams. It's only 30 teams. It's just about half. But I thought you had to be... You had to spend a fortune to win a World Series, huh? Well, that's interesting, given that 14 teams have done it over the last 22 years. Some were repeat. That's why you have 14 rather than 22. All right, well, how many teams have won league pennants, whatever league they're in, since 2002? Over the last 23 seasons, because that includes this year, because we don't know who the World Series champ is going to be. Over the last 23 seasons, including this one, 21 of the 30 franchises have won a pennant. I better maybe come back later. I better double check that. That can't be right, because I'm always told it's all about the spending. you got to spend at a high level if you want to start winning, winning big. 21 of the 30 teams have won a pennant? Interesting. Most league pennants won since 2002. Astros 5, Red Sox 4, Cardinals 4, Giants 4, Phillies 3, Rangers 3, Royals 2, Tampa Bay 2, Tigers 2. And then these clubs captured one pennant each. Angels, Diamondbacks, Braves, Cubs, White Sox, Guardians, Rockies, Marlins, Mets, and Nationals. This World Series will be only the second World Series over the last 23 seasons to have two top five payroll teams in it. The only other time it happened was 2018 when the Red Sox beat the Dodgers. So over the last 23 years, this is the second World Series matchup where you have top five spending teams. I would think there would be more than that, right? If spending means everything. And there have been more World Series, seven World Series that featured both teams that were ranked outside the top 10 in payroll. So that's pretty interesting as well, because we have seen World Series, a lot of them over the last 22 years, 23 now. A lot of them, good percentage of them, have had teams in there, both teams, outside the top 10 payroll. And if you dig deeper into this, which I did, and I'm sorry I'm talking so slowly. Maybe it's a good thing, actually, because I can keep things straight, not make mistakes. Let's get back to that large number of teams that have won a World Series since 2002. 14 have won a World Series since 2002. 8 of the 14 have been outside the top 10 in payroll. So 57% of 57% of the last 14 World Series champions have gotten it done without being a top 10 payroll monster. 57% over the time frame I was alluding to. So that I may have misstated that. But there have been, you know, plenty of teams that have won at all despite not having a top 10 payroll. Over the previous seven World Series coming into this one, seven of the 14 teams over the 7 years before this one, seven of the last 14 teams to make it to the World Series have been ranked in the bottom half of Major League Baseball payroll rankings. Half the teams, they're ranked anywhere from 16th through 30th. That sort of goes against the cliche and the narrative and the conventional wisdom that's not as simplistic as some want it to be. That's pretty good representation from baseball's middle and lower class, metaphorically speaking, right? Seven of the last 14 teams playing a World Series, but they're in the bottom half of the payroll? Oh, how can that be? That's impossible. No, it actually happened. Check it yourself. And those seven lower half payroll teams that got to the World Series over this time frame we're talking about had an average payroll ranking of 21st. Well, that sure does go against what all the experts say, who are using this World Series to say, see, it's like I've been telling everybody, you know, you really can't win unless you're like in that top 10. You know, you got to have a top 10. DeWitt's got to get this thing into the top 10. You can't be sitting there with a 14th, 15th, 16th ranked payroll and expect to win big. That's just not possible. Well, actually, it is. Because seven of the last 14 teams in the World Series have been ranked in the bottom half of the payroll rankings. Average payroll rank of 21st. Just the facts. Just the facts. All right, let's bring the Cardinals back into this. Okay. I'm going to repeat it because I really believe this. They do need to spend more payroll, but that's what I've always been saying. You know, I do get challenged with some emails and even in the comment section, which is fine. I welcome all comments. It's all good. It's great, actually. Thank you again. because people will pick up on the fact that, like, you know, when I talk about payroll efficiency and I talk about how the Cardinals need to get a lot smarter so they can get back to that payroll efficiency, somehow that's turned into a me saying it's okay for Bill DeWitt to go cheap or something. And I mean nothing of the sort. In fact, that's the exact opposite. I want him and his baseball operation to get smart. And as I said earlier in the video, get smart, put people in charge who know what they're doing and know how to assess value for the dollar, and then you spend the money. Fix the farm system first. I don't want John Mozeliak to saddle this and burden this franchise with any more bad contracts, okay? Does that make me a freak? I don't think so. I think you all would agree with that, right? So that's kind of my deal there. Get smart and then you spend. But don't, please, all due respect, do not accuse me of saying or claiming they don't need to spend more money. Of course they do. And they need to spend more money, especially because of the two men they've brought in who are incredibly smart and I think are going to do a wonderful job. Rob Serfilio and Bloom, because they come from the Tampa Bay and the Cleveland models, and the Tampa Bay and the Cleveland models have been fantastic in terms of regular season baseball, where they have regularly outperformed their payroll level and usually by quite a bit. But neither one of them has been able to claim the big prize, although they have been between the two franchises. Again, Bloom, Tampa Bay, Serfilio, Cleveland. They have combined to play in, you know, three World Series going back to 2008. But no, the people that want to, you know, and this comes up a lot in the answers or the comments, you know, the people that want to just, like, in effect, eliminate I'm Bloom or Serfilio from having an important job because, well, I didn't see Cleveland win a World Series. I didn't see Tampa Bay win a World Series. I think maybe you're missing the point. I think it maybe, you know, sometimes you miss the point and it's kind of like, oh, okay, I get it now. I think the people say that, I think you're missing the point. It's like way so far above your head. I don't really want to stand up, but it's so far above your head, you'd be scraping my ceiling in here. When your team doesn't spend much money, when your team is traditionally ranked in the 20s, and Tampa Bay and Cleveland have been in the bottom five or six a lot over these years, right? It's only going to take you so far. The fact that you can even have all this regular season success and get into the playoffs and win a really good number of playoff games without getting the ultimate prize, that should be a compliment to those people. Not like, no, I don't care. Terrible hires. They never won a World Series in those places. Way over your head. Way up there. Way over your head. And this is where Bill DeWitt comes back in. Bloom made his mark with that Tampa Bay model that specializes in payroll efficiency, superb scouting and drafting, international signings, advanced minor league system, does a superb job of developing pitching. And when it comes to the analytics and everything else, I mean, Tampa's as good as anybody. And a lot of times they're in the lead with that stuff. That's how they win with these teeny weeny payrolls. The same applies to Rob Serfilio and that Cleveland Guardians organization. He spent nearly a decade really, really shrewd operation that excels in drafting and developing talent and finding gems in the international market. I still think the Cleveland situation, where since 2015, they have the fourth best winning percentage in regular season in baseball. I think that is a pretty profound achievement. But of course, there's people trying to knock it down. And I like to only bring this up so I can sort of knock down what they're trying to say. Well, yeah, they play in the AL Central. Yeah, well, didn't the Cardinals – haven't the Cardinals played in the NL Central a lot? I think NL Central a lot of years been pretty sucky, right? I think. But for those who would just denigrate Cleveland's success because they haven't won a World Series, well, imagine that. We got an average payroll ranking about 24th. Okay. If you really parse their record, did they beat up on American League Central teams as far as getting to the playoffs and having a great winning percentage? Well, Yeah. Ain't that what they're supposed to do? Like, if you have, if you've built a better ball club, shouldn't you beat those teams? And if you don't beat those teams, what are the same people that are saying, well, you beat all those teams in the AL Central. Am I supposed to be impressed, Bernie? You don't have to be impressed, but just try to be fair. Because if it, if a team like that was losing a lot in the AL Central, you'd be the first people just saying they're frauds. We'll see. They can't even beat, you know, they can't even beat the White Sox. No, no, that was the Cardinals this year. Anyway, I never take away credit from teams who beat teams that they should beat. Right? You win or lose. You don't make your own schedule. You don't pick your own division. You don't call Rob Manfred and say, well, I don't want to, I want to get out of this American League East. I want a softer division. No, it doesn't work that way. I don't want to play this schedule. I want to play that schedule. No, you're not allowed to pick your schedule. So, but the thing about that is since 2015 through 2024, where Cleveland was fourth best regular season winning percentage with Rob Cerfilio doing a lot of the work as far as player development, they had a winning record over those 10 seasons in games played outside the division. And it was a pretty good winning percentage. So I repeat, what the heck's the problem here? There is none. Give credit to a really good baseball organization. Whoo! Anyway, and the other thing about hiring these two guys, to, you know, from the Tampa Bay and Cleveland models is that both do just a fantastic job of developing young pitching. And the supply of quality arms, Tampa Bay and Cleveland, just never seems to run short. Yeah, there might run a little short here and there, but, man, they got more arms on the way. And the Cardinals need to get back to that because they used to do that. And I think, actually, the Cardinals have turned the corner, and they are going to be doing better in that. And I know they're going to be doing better than that with Chaim Bloom and Rob Cerfilio supervising things down there on the minor leagues. And this is why Bloom and Cerfilio are the right fit for Bill DeWitt Jr. Now, what do I mean by that? Because it took them too long, which I've said happened a million times. Bill DeWitt waited too long. I don't understand why he did. He was wrong, but he did wait too long to do something about this big problem. And he's made a renewed commitment to reconstructing this outdated system that's led to all these developmental setbacks, inconsistent flow of talent from the minors, especially on the pitching side. And this is the final note on this. DeWitt didn't hire these guys because he wants a Tampa Bay payroll or a Cleveland payroll, right? DeWitt's Cardinals didn't hire these guys because, well, I want a Tampa Bay payroll. Oh, I want to be ranking 26th. Oh, no, he doesn't want that. And his history tells you, or tells me, that you just have to go back to Jeff Luna in the early aughts. And Bill DeWitt, people thought he was out of his mind for bringing Luno in here. Wait a minute. He's not a baseball guy. Wait a minute. He graduated from Penn. He's from the Ivy League. What the hell are you doing, DeWitt? What the hell are you doing? This is a joke. Luno did exactly what Bill DeWitt wanted, a more efficient payroll with a stronger player development model, which would keep the pipeline loaded with a lot of talent, funneling its way to the big club. And then Bill DeWitt, I think, and he could have put an end to this sooner. Again, I agree with that, but you can't change that now. You can change it going forward. He wants the Cardinals to get more value from the money they invest in major league talent. In other words, he would like to see the Cardinals stop being stupid. I would vote in favor of that. Yeah. I'm good with that. Right? Are you good with that? Yeah, I'm in favor of them not being morons. Yeah. I think that's a good thing. Like, for example, why spend $82 million on Dexter Fowler when there are other players out there who are just as good, if not better, who can be had at like half the price? More than half the price. That's called value for the dollar, and the Cardinals really need to sharpen their aptitude, in this area. But what Bill DeWitt wants, he just wants to have an operationally smarter system that can get it back to what they were. And from 2000 through 2015, the Cardinals competed in 12 of a possible 16 postseasons. They led the National League in regular season winning percentage, and they led all major league teams in postseason victories. They added 4 National League pennants and 2 World Series trophies to this esteemed historical pedigree, which they have. Over that great 16-season run, and this is important, what I'm about to tell you, because it gets back to the finances. Over that great 16-season run, the Cardinals had an average annual payroll ranking of just under 11th in the 16 seasons. Six times they made the postseason, with payroll rankings no higher than 12th. So they didn't average top 10 payroll. A lot of times they were 12th, 13th. I think the 2013 Cardinals team was 12th. And they were able to win at a higher level consistently than any team in the majors over 16 years. And I'm not talking about World Series trophies, although they got 2. I'm talking about regular season, postseason success. They got a lot out of the money they spent. They got a lot out of their payroll dollars. And I repeat, you know, that's a good thing. That's a positive. It's not a negative. It's called my two favorite words here lately. It's called payroll efficiency. And when you say payroll efficiency, those are not dirty words, right? When you hear it, you say, well, you should say, yeah, that makes sense. So my goal or my hope and my belief is that Bill DeWitt's going to have people that know what to do as far as taking the best things out of the Tampa Bay and Cleveland models, but then adding more payroll to it. And then you sort of have a really good combination there that it would be similar to what he had earlier when they were doing all that winning. No. He doesn't want a Tampa Bay-sized payroll. He doesn't want a Cleveland-sized payroll. And he also knows that he's got to make the fans happy again. But if you can save all this money with the way you draft and develop and sign players, you save money, then you can be really selective about spending a pretty good chunk of money on a player you really need. But if your payrolls are all clogged up with a lot of junk, you know, there's only so much you can do. So Bill DeWitt is on this, and do you need me to say it for the 10th time in the video? He waited too long. He absolutely waited too long. But I think they're headed to a much smarter path to get back to where they want to go. And it isn't the biggest payroll that always wins. I've given you all the things in here. It's a surprising how many teams win pennants and World Series, and how surprising how many of them do those things, even though they're outside the top 10 in payroll, and in some cases, way down at payroll. I've talked long enough. I very much appreciate your time and your support of the Bernie Show here on YouTube. Probably be back tomorrow morning, maybe with a little Mizzou, Alabama talk, prediction. Illinois, Oregon, same. I'm sure the Cardinals got some things going on. I always find stuff to talk about. I got a whole list of ideas. And you can send me your ideas too. BernieMiklasShow@gmail.com if you would like to see me cover something. My wife told me to say, Ms. Bernie said, she said, you ought to have a once a week mailbag where you just tell them, email your questions. And I'll answer some every Friday. Hey, if I get some tonight, tomorrow morning, I can still do that. The only thing I would ask you, and it's not because I'm not interested in your opinion, I'm asking for your opinion, but for me to answer a lot of questions, I would only ask you is to keep your questions brief. Like don't ask me, like when I was doing a mailbag question at Scoops with Danny Mac, you know, and if after a while I just stopped doing it because it was overwhelming, I admit it, because people meant well. And as many times as I politely ask them, just please limit it to one question. And when you do it, I want to read, I want to get to as many questions as I can And so to be fair to other people that are also sending in questions, you know, don't write War and Peace, you know, please, you know, you can send me an email with your thoughts, like deep, more comprehensive thoughts on a lot of things with the Cardinals. But for a mailbag type format, I need payroll efficiency. I need efficiency as far as like quick, short, to the point questions and only one at a time. And if you can do that for me, I'll be able to actually show respect to more people by getting to more of those questions. All right. I'm glad we talked about that. And I might have to remind you, maybe I'll go over this again tomorrow briefly, but I'm glad that I actually put that out there because Mrs. Bernie's been saying, have you asked them to send in questions? No, I will. So there I go. Thank you very much in advance for your questions. Bernie Miklas Show at gmail.com.